The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3515. As we head into this last weekend before the premiere of season 3 of The Bad Batch, I'm considering a couple of cloning related questions, things that are on our minds prior to finding out what happens in this final season. Today we're going to consider the question of whether Omega is force sensitive. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the question of whether Omega is force sensitive is an important one for us to consider, because what's happening at Mount Tantus, which is where all of the Empire's cloning activity is happening right now, or at least, you know, a significant portion of it, it relates to the fact that Emperor Palpatine is driving all this, and we know that he is trying to figure out how to clone himself. Never mind, there might be more conventional ways to continue one's lineage, but that being said, it seems like the reason why he wants to clone himself is because he can't necessarily control or trust his own kids. Like, we already know the way that he put it for Vader, that the son of Anakin Skywalker would be a danger to both him and Vader. So the only way for Palpatine to assure his continued control of the galaxy and to, you know, have everlasting life is through the magic of cloning. Now, we've known through the course of The Bad Batch so far that of all the clones out there, Omega has a special place among them because she is an unaltered clone of Jango Fett. She is the purest expression of any kind of cloning that we know of in the galaxy, and therefore she is of critical importance for the people at Tantus to study, to try and figure out how to continue cloning in a way that will help Palpatine. But what would really help Palpatine is to have a clone that has midichlorians, that is force sensitive, that can manipulate the force. And we know from current Star Wars storytelling that it takes a long time for him to get to that point. That does lead one to think logically that Omega can't be the answer for Palpatine, and therefore she cannot be force sensitive. But there's another reason to also think that she is not force sensitive, and that is what I said earlier, is that she is an unaltered clone of Jango Fett, and Jango Fett himself was not force sensitive. In truth, getting a force-sensitive clone, it would be kind of akin to getting one of the members of the Bad Batch, where you had a genetic mutation that was inherently advantageous. But in canon storytelling, that has not happened. In legend storytelling, there were a couple of successful attempts to make force-sensitive clones, although very, very difficult process, and according to Wikipedia, highly unstable. So yeah, it doesn't really work very well. And even in canon storytelling, current canon storytelling, you have the example of Palpatine, who cloned himself and got Dathan, Rey's father. Dathan had no force abilities of his own. So what current canon storytelling is telling us right now is that you can't take a clone and clone the clone and hope that force abilities will show up out of nowhere. And you also can't clone somebody with force abilities and hope that force abilities will show up out of nowhere, because it has been utterly unsuccessful. So ultimately, no. It seems the answer to the question of whether Omega could be force sensitive is no. However, there is every reason to believe that she could become as intelligent, as strategic as Jango Fett. But unlike Jango and unlike Boba Fett, she seems unlikely to become a mercenary. She seems to be somebody who will be working for the side of the angels, so to speak. But I'd love to know what you think. Do you agree that Omega is not force sensitive? If you think that she might be, let let's hear reasons why you think that might be the case. If you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. If you're catching this on Spotify, there's a Q&A section. Just drop your answer right there. And anywhere else you might be catching the show, please head over to the blog post at sw7x7.com for this show, and let me hear your answers there. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your app of choice. I hope you'll consider sharing the show with other Star Wars fans that you know. And I hope you'll also consider supporting the show, even just for $1 a month, helps defray the costs of producing the show. Just go to patreon.com/sw7x7. And I want to say thank you so much to Dale Erdman for doing just that. Thank you so much for becoming a patron and supporting the show, Dale. It's been a pleasure to chat with you over comments on YouTube these past months and years, and I'm so glad that you've decided to help support the show too. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the show, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.